That's the sound of the Cubex, a 3D printer about the size of a hotel mini fridge. Inside the device, a little mechanical arm squirts out thin jets of white liquid plastic, slowly building a chess piece. Meanwhile, Brent Cox of Get Printing 3D holds up the future in his hands.
15 minutes, probably 50 cents of material, maybe. And you've got a comb.
He printed a plastic comb from a digital design. And you can download 3D printer designs of pretty much anything or come up with your own.
The whole culture of it is more democratized, so it's more of an open source.
He says 3D printers could be used in schools or for designers to make prototypes. You can also manufacture custom gifts, say a 3D replica of the vice mayor of Vandalia. Okay, that example's not random. The vice mayor of Vandalia is actually in the next room getting his face scanned to turn into a tiny plastic model. But anyway,
I mean, they're literally talking about in 3 to 5 years using the same 3D printing technology to print kidneys.
He did say kidneys. The raw material for printing those would be live human cells. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.